Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of Capture the Flag Across Japan. Right now, we're in the middle of round 2. In order to win the round, a team has to capture both of their opponent's flags and get them over the line. Ben and Adam have already captured the near flag, meaning that if Adam makes it back with the far flag, the round is theirs. But that's going to take him hours. Scotty and I made a beeline to capture the far flag, and we're already on our way back. The only problem is, Ben is waiting for us at a devastating choke point before Tokyo.
Okay, now I have it figured out. Okay, so Ben's probably going to there. Omiya.
Oyama.
No, Omiya.
Oh.
We are stopping at Omiya.
Oyama.
No, Omiya.
What? We see.
So I think we can be pretty confident that that's where he's trying to choke us off.
Oh, no chance.
They might think they can give me the slip, but if I pop down the pizza tower and force them off their train, it's a pretty big station, but I think I'd be able to get them. So, yeah, I'm just going to post up here and sit menacingly and hopefully scare them or something. I don't know. Are they scared? I hope they're scared.
Okay, so how many coins do you have before we record?
1490.
Okay, and I have 2150. We're in great shape.
This makes me feel like we made the exact right decision yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the plan.
So I am going to carry the flag, and I'm going to head on a northern route that does not go on the Shinkansen. It's slow, but Ben is not at all positioned to cut me off very well right now.
Yeah.
If he does get close to me, my plan is to just get off the train and take him on a hike.
I'm going to be the bait, basically. So Ben basically has to make a judgment call. Does he go for me or does he go for Scotty? We hope that he goes for me, but it's not a big deal if not, because if he does, I'm in the clear. Just grab the other flag quickly, take it over the line, and then I'm free, basically, to either go on defense or to, I don't know, maybe go meet you or something.
Right.
So I'm feeling pretty good about our options.
I'm feeling really good.
I'm going to put this inside the bag, because otherwise I'm going to lose it.
I have to transfer across town here, which is a 24-minute walk, and the train leaves 17 minutes after we're supposed to be in. It leaves at 52.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to book it. Oh, I got to run. Again.
All right, well, split up. We haven't split up much this game. It's kind of weird doing this without Scotty, but so I'm pretty much just kind of waiting to see if Ben makes a move at this point. In a way, like just me sitting here, if that keeps Ben where he is now, that buys time for Scotty, which is great. So I'm pretty much on Ben monitoring duty right now.
Okay, so right now I'm waiting on the platform that their Shinkansen would arrive, but seems like they both got off like a couple stops earlier, and Scotty is like running off God knows where, and Sam is just hanging out. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm just going to keep an eye on them, stay here. I still think this is the most strategic spot. I don't want to make any hasty moves just because they're doing something weird. That's what they want me to do. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to hang out here at lovely Omiya and wait for their inevitable demise.
All right. Ben's still down at Omiya. Hasn't really made a move yet. So I'm still going to wait this out, see if he makes a move, and kind of just wait to respond to his move pretty much. I don't really want to do anything until he does. I kind of want to keep this stalemate because it buys time for Scotty.
So if you haven't noticed, the game is in kind of an odd position right now. Scotty has a flag and is beginning his return unopposed. Adam is heading towards a flag, also unopposed. And Ben and I, the two people who you'd expect to be chasing after the flag carriers, are locked in a stalemate. But what's strange is, as you might have noticed, we both believe that stalemate is good for our team. My plan is pretty simple. Stall Ben until Scotty is close enough to the line that Ben can't stop him, at which point I'll either go for the near flag or go on defense to stop Adam, with Scotty coming in to support. Ben's plan is also relatively simple. Stay at Omiya and stall me long enough that Adam can get to their flag and get back, which would win them the round, as they've already returned their near flag. It's all going to come down to the timing. And frankly, it's hard to tell who's right. Scotty has to take a lot of slow regional lines back, but Adam's flag is inconveniently located and requires several transfers, plus he doesn't have the coins to get back without doing challenges. Basically, it's a speed run with a staring contest at the center. So let's see who can run faster.
Nothing like a midday jog. It's pretty, if nothing else. It's gorgeous here. Some beautiful tulips up here. Dig deep. Dig deep. Okay, where do I go now? Where is the train station? Down here? I don't know. Don't understand. Come on. Crap. I'm at Toyohashi. Here at Toyohashi Station, and I have to get on the Metsu Limited Express to Shin-Anjo, and then I'm going to transfer from there to a different train to get me to Nishio, where the flag is.
Where do you get that flag?
All right. Metsu line there. Okay. Excuse me. Sumimasen. Okay. I'm in Shin-Anjo Station, and I just have to transfer. Oh, that scared me. I don't know if you heard me breaking out my sumimasen. That means excuse me or I'm sorry, and it is one of the three Japanese phrases that I learned. I considered for a while learning how to say I don't speak Japanese, but I kind of figured that they would be able to figure that out sort of just based on context. So I just stuck to the three. Konnichiwa, arigato gozaimasu, which is like thank you. People say that all the time here. And then sumimasen, which is really my go-to. I'm just sort of always telling people sumimasen. I'm just kind of sorry for being around. I'm sorry for, you know, not knowing what I'm doing, etc. Sumimasen. All right. Three stops, 5-minute walk, and I'll have the flag. It's taken a while, but we're going to get it. I don't know. Ah, I found it. Okay. Fort Hochi. That's a welcome sight for sore eyes.
Looks like Scotty made his train. That's awesome. That man has been getting his steps in. And Ben, still at Omiya.
Okay, so it looks like Scotty has started taking this very slow local line that goes nowhere. So presumably he's just trying to take a very long-winded way back to their territory. And I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not going to go chase after him and let them both get back. But they're burning daylight, you know? And that's what we want right now. I think we can buy ourselves enough time to win this round. Adam's just got to move quickly.
It's very beautiful here. It's very, like, charming. Okay. I've made it to Nishio Station. Let's go get the damn flag. Okay. The flag is just up here. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh, fun. It's a little apple drink. Okay.
And folks, that is the flag. Okay, so I only have like 250 coins left, and I need about 2,000 to get back. So the flag is right next to the wall. It'd be a great place to do challenges, but you can't do any challenges when you're in the radius. So I'm gonna have to head back. Coming on track two. So it's like about a mile walk from here to the next station that I have to go to. So I'm hoping that I'm going to pull cards that I can do while I'm on that walk. All right, let's pull a card. Quick shuffle. And
eat an egg. It may be in any form, but must recognizably be an actual egg. You must eat roughly one egg's worth of egg. The egg cannot be completely raw.
Okay, this should be very doable, very, very doable. Okay. Unfortunately, not a lot of coins. I'm going to need a lot more, and it's a 600, so the intervals aren't very good for me. But that's okay. I'm going to find an egg. Okay. I'm just going to start walking towards that station, and I'm imagining that I'll pass somewhere where I can buy an egg on the way.
Okay, so I'm going to call Sam and figure out a plan here.
Hey,
hang on one sec. Let me make sure I'm getting on you. Yeah. So I just got off the train in Tochigi, and I've got about 45 minutes until my next train, which puts me across the line around 12:45 p.m.
Okay, because my only worry is Adam seemingly just got to the flag, so that kind of puts us at a three-hour countdown clock.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I have good options that are not through Omiya.
Okay.
Where Ben is. Okay. Basically, at a certain point, I think I might need to make a Shinkansen gamble through there.
Is there any reason not to do that now?
Well, the question is, I guess, can Ben get to you in the time that he would have after that?
I don't know. Let me spend some time researching that. Call you back.
All I can do is sit here and look scary. That should do the trick.
Ah, crap. I think we might have a serious problem here. He can get to Ino, where I'm headed, in 45 minutes. Because there's a Shinkansen that goes to Takasaki. That's a problem.
So just to clarify here, Scotty's just figured out that Ben has a much faster path to cutting him off than we realized. That's because Omiya Station, where Ben is both a choke point and a hub. It's connected to two Shinkansen lines, so if Ben goes up this line, he could get to where Scotty is headed in about 45 minutes. That means to keep Scotty safe, I'll have to stall Ben even longer before making a move, which means our tightly timed plan is starting to look a little less airtight. As you may be able to tell, I was not thrilled by this news.
Hmm. Okay. That's not great.
It's not great.
So, maybe you need to ramp up the risk?
I think so. I think you need to put pressure on him.
Yeah, this is not looking as great as it did a little while ago.
No, it's not. What do you think?
So basically, then I'm going to wait for the next Shinkansen, which is like 40 minutes from now.
Okay.
And then take that in and see if I can get through. You think that's the best bet?
I think so. I think it'll keep them busy, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love it, but I think, we need to ramp up the risk.
Yeah, I'm worried that that Adam's just going to beat us in now, so I think we do have to
move. Yeah, that's a real issue.
Let's find an egg. This place sells sewing machines. They won't have eggs. Oh, supermarket. Okay. All right. All right, presumably I need to find a refrigerated area. Okay. This is not a supermarket.
This is the supermarket. Okay. Something with a cooked egg in it. What is this? That does not look like egg. Is that egg? Looks like egg. Let's try taking a, let's try translating this guy. Here we go. Torn egg. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. That's an egg. That's egg. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We've done it. Folks, we've done it. Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome to the snack zone. It's a show within a show where we review Japan's best and worst foods. Today we'll be trying torn egg. Oh, it's bizarrely sweet. All right, challenge complete. All right, I'm gonna draw another challenge. All right. And
cursed. You must turn the language settings on your research phone to Japanese for the next 2 hours. You must also only use the Japanese keyboard. Use of apps is allowed.
Okay. Okay. It's fine. I already know what trains I'm going to take. And I already know how I'm going to get back. All right, let's do this. Oh, God.
With this curse, Adam now has all the coins he needs. But to actually return the flag, he'll have to successfully complete the following solely from memory. Walk to and find Anjo Station, which is almost a mile away, where he'll have to manage to get on the local Tokaido line going towards Nagoya, actually going the opposite way from Tokyo, then get off at Mikawa Anjo Station, where he'll then have to get on a Kodama Shinkansen going towards Tokyo. Scotty, on the other hand, is having a bit of trouble even with his phone in English. After microwaving some noodles at a 7-Eleven before his next train, he took out his phone to find the right platform, and while he thought he was filming but was actually taking a picture of his left arm, began to realize he's gone to the complete wrong part of the station, prompting the most cursing we've heard from him all game.
Okay. Anjo Station, here, good start. Okay, so logically, I would be going towards Nagoya, as that says, 1106, track two. All right, train's here.
I'm in trouble.
All right, Shinkansen Station. This way.
Okay, you just made that drink. Barely, like 30 seconds to spare.
We're Shizuoka in Tokyo. All right. Let's see if they can stop me.
So it looks like Adam is headed back on the Shinkansen now with the flag,
which is not ready.
This is going to be a race down to the wire. We have to go get our other flag. Hopefully, Sam's on the move soon.
Okay. Well, about 10 minutes to my Shinkansen. To be honest, I don't love the position we're in. Ben and Adam are playing this smart. They are being diligent with their strategy. I thought they would get tantalized by Scotty running off to the west and looking like he has a flag, but, no. They were smart. They're smart, and Ben's just staying put in a really good spot because he has really good mobility from that station, and it's a choke point. So I don't love this, but I think that's why we have to start applying pressure. The main thing I need to figure out is, am I going to stay on or am I going to get off, which is just like classic game theory. I don't really know. I think I'm just going to kind of feel it out in the moment, you know? So now I'm heading in the direction to the station where Ben is waiting for me, but there's one way I might be able to slip past him. You see, Ben doesn't know whether I'm planning on getting off my train at this station or staying on it. That means that if I get off the train, but he thinks I'm staying on it and boards the train to tag me, I'll send him away and free me up to take a different train out of the station. If I stay on the train, but he thinks I'm getting off it, then he'll wait for me on the platform while I just blow right past him. All of this, of course, assumes that Ben doesn't have some sort of crazy way of forcing me off the train.
Well, it looks like Sam is finally heading for me, so it's time to put down the old pizza tower. I will let them know.
Ben dropped the pizza tower, which means I need to get off, which means I have virtually no chance of getting past Omiya, which is lame.
Oh, hold on. Alex calling me.
Yeah, okay, so I think it's clear that Sam probably doesn't even care that much if he gets tagged or not, because he's going to go after me. So just like,
yeah,
as much as you can stall him, like you know,
yeah,
like you could wait on the platform and not catch him technically yet.
Yeah. So I'm not going to tag him, but the freeze period is going to matter. So I'm going to want to tag him eventually, but I'm going to hold off as long as I can. Okay. Bye.
All right, here we go. Got basically no shot with the pizza tower thing, but might as well give it a shot. You know, waste a little bit more of his time or something.
Okay, so Sam knows that the pizza tower is here, so he's going to be forced off to get onto the station. But what he doesn't know is that I'm also placing down the trap tower. So once he's forced off the train, right here, I'm going to go ahead and trap him. And that's going to freeze him for 30 minutes. And then after that, I can tag him, send him back to Tokyo Station, freeze him for another 30 minutes. And so that hopefully in total should buy Adam enough time to get back before he can go on defense. That's the plan. So Sam should now be getting off. Okay, Sam is now in the radius of the trap tower, so I'm going to go ahead and inform him that he is trapped, and then we'll go find him.
I've been frozen. Ben froze me. This sucks. So I would guess that he's going to come tag me in a second.
There he is.
He's the one who's supposed to be filming me.
Hello, Ben.
Stay put.
I have no other option.
Okay. I have Sam not on camera. I'm not tagging him. Sam, say hi.
Hi, Ben.
That's Sam on camera. So he's here. We're not tagging him.
Ben, that's not a great camera angle.
We're just waiting. I don't want you to get in the shot because then you'll be tagged.
Okay.
We're waiting. We're waiting for the freeze period to be up. Sam, do you want anything from Starbucks? It's right over there. It's right over there.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll get you some Starbies.
So what is it with your guys' team and sitting still for 4 hours?
I would like to think that you were sitting still for 4 hours.
I was waiting for you to come.
Why would I have done that? That would have been stupid.
To capture me.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to capture you.
Why not?
I still don't want to capture you. I could capture you right now. But I'm not doing it.
Okay. You know, it's called capture the flag.
And we're about to capture the second flag.
Yeah? Okay.
How many flags has your team captured, Sam?
Is this a snack zone?
It actually tastes really bad. I don't know why I keep getting this. I don't know. I don't like Starbucks.
I have one mini show idea. I've not unveiled this mini show.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to my mini show idea.
Yeah.
It's called YTT. It's where I give you the goss about YouTubers. I can't possibly say it on the camera, but I whisper it delicately into your ear.
Oh, I do want to hear. Yeah. I love things. I can totally buy that. I totally buy that. Yeah. That guy.
You can't say too much.
All right, Ben, it's almost time. Is he going to tag me or? We're going to go get pizza.
Okay. Well, Sam gets out of his freeze in like a minute, but I still haven't tagged him. And Sam, if you haven't realized this, what I need to be doing right now is wasting as much of your time as possible.
What?
So you do have to go get pizza, but I'm going to be pointing. This is like, I have like a loaded gun pointed at you. If you try any funny business, you know, I can send you right back to Tokyo.
All right.
Okay. It's 12:21. You're free.
Okay. Bye.
No, I'm following you.
Okay.
Don't you go anywhere. Don't you find any pizza. There better not be any pizza in here. I'm not going to point the camera at you.
No pizza. Surely this does not seem like a very pizza-forward country. All right, Ben, we're going out.
All right, my JR pass isn't working, so Sam, I'm tagging you.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm free. Let's go to Tokyo Station. Bye, Ben.
Bye, Sam.
Do you want to come with me?
I mean, I guess I actually have no idea what I should do at this point. And I don't think I'm getting to Scotty. Scotty's kind of in the middle of nowhere right now.
I guess you didn't. So I guess you know where our flag is.
I figured you didn't have the flag. But it would have been kind of a cool 4D chess move if you did. I'll come to Tokyo. I don't think that being here is doing anything for me, so I'm probably going to go back to Tokyo, too.
But I'm feeling pretty smug right now.
Well, no, he's not. He never feels smug right until the very, very last minute. But
I think we should have a new motion graphic element.
in jet lag, which is a live Atom heart rate monitor.
Yeah. He's... Sometimes he calls me and there's like not even... I can't even tell what he's saying.
Hello, Adam. I've tagged Sam and going back to Tokyo. I'm also going back to Tokyo. I'm kind of useless at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Ben.
Yeah.
Could Scotty get back fast enough?
Get tickets for you?
Yeah, for me.
I don't believe so.
Just check, okay? Because I think that if he can't, it's not by much. Because he's about to get to a Shinkansen line that'll take him to Tokyo quickly.
Okay.
Okay, bye, it might Adam. Be closer than you think.
Bye, Adam.
Bye, buddy.
Well, here it is. Flag officially across the line. One down, one to go. I think the bigger question is, can we stop Adam from bringing his flag over the line? Sam got tagged. He's headed back to Tokyo Station. So I think it's up to me to try and... block Adam here. I've got to take a Shinkansen down to Tokyo Station and then transfer and head out on the line that Adam's on, two stops. So I'm hoping I can do that in time.
Okay, here we go. Platform 14. Shinkansen is this way. Shinkansen this way. I don't know what stop I'm at. Oh, I'm pulling into Omiya.
And there's a pizza tower active here.
I forgot about that.
I have to go get pizza.
Damn it.
I mean, I don't really think I had a choice, but...
All right. Ben is confirmed. Scotty cannot get to me. I think that means round two is over in about an hour once I get back.
Mount Fuji. More like Mount Wahoo. Because we're going to win the round.
All right, hi. I'm in this station. I don't even know what station I'm in. I just got on the first train I could out of Tokyo. You know what? While I'm here, might as well do a challenge or two while we wait for Adam. Let's see if we can get an easy one and just knock it out. I think that's pretty shuffled. Top one. Break copyright law.
Break copyright law. Find at least four places where we'll have to mute the audio for copyright reasons. Each place must be at least 100 feet apart from any other selected place. You may not initiate the playing of any sound on any device.
Okay, that might be a little tough with the remaining time, but I can certainly give it a go. I guess I'll leave the station and look for, like, stores that might be playing music. Let's see if this Starbucks has any copywritten music playing. There was for sure music playing in there, which we can't play for you for the obvious reasons, but that's one down, three to go. I have to make sure that Sam doesn't come after me once he's out of his freeze period, because... if he gets all 1530 of his coins back, that's going to be really annoying. So, well, we'll keep an eye out for him, too. I hear music over there. I'm going to go over there.
All right. Adam's left Shin Yokohama. So that's pretty much it. So the one thing that I'm going to do now is head down to Shimbashi Station where Ben is, just to see if I can catch him, just in case before Adam gets here. And that way I can steal his coins. Would be nice at least.
I hear something over there. This thing is playing music. It's a new digital single by T. I'd bet any amount of money that this pachinko place has got some copyrighted music going. Let's go in there. That'll be fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was like the most stressful place I've ever been in my entire life, but I got like at least 150 more copyrighted songs, so I think that's challenge complete. All right, now I just kind of got to not get caught by Sam until Adam wins us the round. So I'm just going to wander in an unpredictable pattern until the end of the round. See you then.
Ben Doyle, you just got caught.
I just looked at the tracker.
So you decided to walk towards me?
No, it showed you still in Tokyo Station like 2 minutes
ago. Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Even if this round did not go our way. You do a challenge?
All right, Sam, enjoy 2,530 points.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Do you want to head back to Tokyo Station?
I think it's time to head back to Tokyo Station for the final time.
That makes me feel so much better. It's going to give us that was a nice little present, Ben.
2,530. Wow, that is generous, Ben.
Thank you.
You're going to need it.
Ben got tacked. Over the line. Round two in the bag, baby. Let's go.
All right, Sam, I've just been informed that Adam has arrived here at Tokyo
what?
Station. I know, crazy, right?
Yeah.
That means round two is over.
Oh, no.
We've got 3 points.
Well, luckily, next round is worth 3 points.
Yep, so you can
so
tie it up.
So still tie it up.
And go to the sudden death.
I don't love that,
death
though.
Round.
That's not great.
We'll see what happens next round, because it's going to get complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, damn. I was feeling so confident at the beginning of this round. Not quite sure where we went wrong. Think maybe we need to consider playing defense next round.
Round three. The entire country of Japan is in play. There are 3 flags on the map, 3 points on the line. Will Scotty and I manage to tie it up and force us into a sudden death elimination round? Or will Ben and Adam finish the game right here, right now? Well, it all starts episode 4, which is coming next week on YouTube, or you can watch it right now, this instant, on Nebula. That's because every single episode of Jetlag comes out 1 week early on Nebula, which means the next episode is always up there. We also do a Nebula-exclusive podcast called The Layover. It's where we dive deeper into the episodes and really take you behind the scenes of what happens.
And this week is a really fun one because I think all of the teams learned a lot from round two, especially, and had to make a lot of adjustments to their strategy.
Scotty and I definitely did.
Yeah. So in this episode, we really break down all of round two and how all of the lessons that we learned from that and sort of discuss and debate like what the takeaways are and how we use that to prep for round three that we're going into.
And subscribing to Nebula doesn't just get you jet lag perks. It also gets you access to this massive catalog of amazing original content. I mean, it's like feature length documentaries, original series, stage plays, like extra videos from all your favorite creators, things a week early. Are you making fun of me?
No.
Oh.
I love Nebula.
Nebula is, again, it's probably one of my most used streaming services.
Now you're making fun.
No, we're not. Everyone's making fun of me.
No, Ben, you're being paranoid.
Subscribe to Nebula. It's a great, there's so much good stuff from all your favorite creators. I'm going to kill Adam.
Adam is making fun of you. That's kind of rude. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's also good for the creators because we actually founded it. Like myself and a bunch of my creator friends a couple years ago came together and we were like, what would a streaming site look like if the creators ran it? So we really wanted to make a better experience for the creators and for the audience. So for the audience, we, of course, do everything that we just talked about, you know, early stuff, exclusive stuff. There's also, by the way, no ads, no sponsorships, no algorithm getting in the way. So it's really like a clean content first platform. But then it's also, you know, a better thing for the creators. You know, for example, one of the big thing that feeds into that is when you sign up using our link, nebula.tv/jetlag, we actually get a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed. So that gives us predictable recurring monthly revenue that is not, doesn't really have the ebb and flow of ad rates. We can rely on that revenue to reinvest in the show, make it bigger, better, cooler, greater, everything. But also when you use that link, you'll actually get $20 off an annual subscription, which is awesome. So yeah, make sure to click the button on screen or the link in the description to sign up. And thank you in advance for your support.
Pound it, noggin!
What was that?
That's what Dude Perfect does at the end of their videos.
Oh,
I don't watch Dude Perfect.
I don't like that.
They go pound it, noggin, and then they go, then run off.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye.